Okay, welcome back to another episode of Stay Open, my lovely ladies and gents. I have missed your face. I've missed your interaction. It has been a wild fucking ride for me. I feel like every single time I get on the microphone, I say this. I'm like, buckle up, ladies. We're going deep today. But seriously, I don't know one person that hasn't been feeling the chaotic energy that is this Mercury in retrograde, that is this May. I feel like summer is going to be so bomb. I don't know why. I feel like this summer I'm going to live my best. And I am claiming that. I am projecting that into my future. And I am also claiming that for you, because we're going to have a bad bitch summer. And I just feel it. But apparently, before that, we need to suffer. We need to be put through some turmoil, some trials, some tribulations. And believe me, I am being put to the test. But I'm grateful. I'm also, there's this level of like, I'm very grateful for all the hardship. I've worked so hard for this. I need to remind myself how far I've come, you know? So if you are dealing with a lot, I am with you. You are not alone. But at the same time, just make sure you're taking moments to be grateful for where you are, because I guarantee you some of the stress that's in your life, you at one point wished you would have it. You didn't know it would bring stress, but you wished it into your life. You willed it, and here it is. And of course, with God, and of course, with, you know, anything else you believe you take energy from. But I'm just feeling very grateful today. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming back. I am doing a one-take wonder today. I almost didn't want to record, film, be in front of the microphone. But here we are, and I'm bringing you an episode because, goddammit, I am really trying to do every single day. Every single day, I want to show up for myself, and I want to live the life of the life that I'm trying to live. You know, I need to align with that frequency. I think so often, especially me, especially the dreamers out there listening, we're so good at visualizing it, right? You give me a journal prompt, I will write the shit out of that journal prompt. But then taking that and putting it into action is where I fall short. And I do that, I think, because of many things. I think I shoot a little too high. I ask a lot of myself super close, like right in the beginning, and then I burn myself out. So we're working on stamina, and we're just working on plain showing up for yourself on the days that you don't want to. And today I didn't want to, but I'm showing up for you, and I'm showing up for myself. And so thank you for being here and witnessing it. I got the most beautiful message on my Instagram from a follower, a member of this community, a member to which community I do not have a nickname for. The openers is the best I got, which makes me think of can openers. And I want it to be fun, fresh, and funky. So if anyone listening to this has an idea of what we should call our bad bitch gang, then you let me know, because I would love to make a brand out of it. Okay, I'd love to turn it into a thing. Anyways, one of my amazing souls that listen to this podcast wrote me a message. I didn't see it for like I don't know, a month at this point. No, not a month, a couple weeks. And it gets lost in the request file. I wish there was like a junk file for Instagram message requests, because I don't know if you guys are experiencing this, but all the bots that come into your Instagram feed and they're like, hi, my name's Damien. I'm so sorry to bother you. Can you please look at this? Enter the chat, someone's account that they pay for to have some bot message a bunch of people. Like, can that fucking get off my feed? That advertisement is really fucking annoying to me. Anyways, it gets lost in that, and it pisses me off, because like, it really is defeating the purpose of social media, which is to connect people genuinely. But this lovely girl wrote me, and she was just saying, I'll give you the synopsis, okay? The synopsis is, she just finished college right when the pandemic started, and she was like, I've been listening to your podcast, And I only now, after 2 years, finally feel like I'm starting to learn how to live, like with the weight of reality being hard, with figuring out how to live with external pressures, with the structure of school and family and society and what you need to do, you know, for them to live up to their expectations for yourself. And I really got inspired, one, of course, by hearing that she's inspired. Okay. Nothing tells you get on the fucking microphone faster than someone saying, hey, I appreciate hearing you weekly. Like, get, what am I doing? Okay. I'm sorry. But also, it really brought up this idea for me, the importance of relearning who you are and not staying confined to the way the boxes people have put you in, and recognizing, stepping into the person that you want to be, and that you're capable of doing that at any moment of any day. It's a switch, and it simply is that simple. But we let fear and doubt take us over. We let other people's judgments and opinions of whether or not that's possible to happen affect us. And ultimately, I think toxic positivity leaves out the real reality of life. That is, the road is not well paved to success, to betterment, to self-care. The path is not straightforward. It's confusing. It's dark. Sometimes it's hard. It's hills you have to climb, fucking mountains. Okay. It's the climb, in the great words of Miley Cyrus. And truly, it has taken too long for me to realize and recognize I am not the person that people tell me I am. I am who I say I am. And I mean this on minuscule, stupid little things like, I don't know, like the little digs your family give you, like, oh, you never clean your room, or oh, you're never good with money, or oh, when your friends are like, oh, wow, you replied, you never reply. You're not those things, okay? And if your actions have been those things, but you do not feel like you are that person anymore, that those statements don't resonate with you. And when I say resonate, I mean in your heart, your gut reaction to hearing a statement is either, oh, I feel aligned with that, I agree with that, that they're pretty accurate in that, or no, I'm rejecting what you're telling me right now. It doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't feel good in my head, in my heart. If your actions are reflecting it, but you're still not feeling it, you're not resonating with it, you can change. This is your first, that is like first little sign of your little brain and your little soul being like, hello, hi, we're growing. We don't want to be the person that doesn't answer anymore. We don't want to be the person that doesn't make their bed in the morning. We don't want to be that. Like, that sucks. And then you can change. And then you literally, in that moment, agree, okay, fine, whatever you need to do. And it might not even be in that moment. It might have to be until the next 24 hours when you have the opportunity to do that thing again, to make the bed, to take your vitamins, to go work out, to, I don't know, be presentable at the beginning of the day, whatever you're trying to implement, or I should say rather not be the opposite of what you've been in the past, you do it. And you do it once, and you do it twice. And you do it over and over and over again until one day you look up and you look around and you're like, wow, I've become someone who makes my fucking bed. I am an athlete. I am smart. I am bilingual. I am a loving, open, receiving friend. And you start living the narrative of what you actually want to be. And then, this is the second hard part. You need to recognize in your life what was preventing you from doing that. And most times it's ourselves, right? Most times you're the one preventing yourself from moving forward. However, when we're comfortable, when we're in that state of preventing ourselves from growth, We do everything in our subconscious to surround us in environments that make us feel comfortable. And in turn, those environments are usually with individuals who have kept us in our comfort and have kept us in our bad habits. And not only that, they do them with you. You guys find commonality within these habits. And that's where you start outgrowing people in your life, because you look around and you think, okay, maybe you were a partier. Maybe you are a partier. Maybe you drink a little too much, go out, smoke a little too much. Maybe you aren't staying in as many nights as you wish you could be, and it's really running you down. If you're telling that friend, or if you have to tell that group of friends, and right now you know who I'm talking about, like you have those people that you know, okay, I'm going to have to turn them down. I'm going to have to choose a different path than I normally would, because that's the only way you fucking change, which is harder to do, okay, than just saying it. It's a lot easier said than done. But you have to, in that moment, when that opportunity arises, when that person says, hey, you want to go out tonight? You have to stand up for yourself. You have to say no. You have to say you're busy. You don't have to even justify why the fuck you're not doing it with them. And if they lose their mind, if they give you tude, if they shit on you or take your energy in that moment, end the conversation in whatever way you see fit. You know, obviously I have my ways. I'm sure you have yours. But then evaluate if that person needs boundaries or if that person just doesn't need to be in your life anymore. Because there's this other level to it where you start getting on the other side of your positivity circle. You are working towards your best version of yourself. You're learning who you are. You're not listening to the boxes people have put you in for years. You are not 15 anymore. You're not in high school. You don't have the high school body you had. And if you do, first of all, good for you. Second of all, that could also be a downside, because some bodies in high school are a flat board and look like little girls. And then these women are out here getting big ass titties stapled onto their chest because they want to look like a woman. So there ain't nothing wrong with looking like a voluptuous woman. And that's all I'm saying on that. You don't have your child body anymore, whatever that looks like. You don't have the same thought patterns. You know so much more. And it's okay to change. I don't know why we reject it so hard. I don't even think we know that we're doing it when we do it. But it's okay to think differently. It's okay to at one point be, I don't know, love to eat meat and one day decide, you know what, I want to be a vegetarian. That's okay. You don't have to fucking explain 10 reasons why I want to go vegan. No. You never worked out a day in your life. You suddenly want to become, for some reason, you've always wanted to do CrossFit and become a CrossFit fucking triathlete. Do it. It's kind of silly when you think about it. We're only on this planet for so long, and we have the beauty of creating beautiful things, of meeting different people, and every day a new business is popping up that someone else created that you feel like was made for you. But we sit here in our comfort, and God forbid we step out of the house past the time we normally leave the home. You know, I know people who literally put restrictions on themselves of when they'll leave the house during the day to go get groceries, when they will not be out later than a certain time. We restrict ourselves, and maybe for seasons, okay, fine, a season, a reason, but it doesn't need to be forever. And then we grow up and we leave these environments that we've been in sometimes our whole life. Sometimes it's just a chapter. It's just college. It's just the first year post-college. And for some reason, we have this narrative in our head that our life is supposed to go a certain way, which I'm sure by now, if you're listening to this, you know it never goes the way you planned it. And if it does go the way you planned it, it never turns out exactly the same way. which ties back into me saying you have anxiety right now about something in your life that you at one point wished you would have. You just didn't know the anxiety came with it. I'm definitely there. Doesn't make me any less appreciative. Doesn't make me want to strive for more. However, if you want to be something, if you want to become something, you can. You truly can. Outside of circumstances that are out of your control, you can. Everything else, you got to roll with the punches. You got to go with what gets thrown your way. It won't always be the right time. It'll most likely never be the right time. But we put this clock on ourselves, especially as women, especially in our 20s, about we should be married X year at X time to X human with X amount of children in the X neighborhood. I could go on and on. And you probably, honestly, too easily just filled all of those blanks in with your own thoughts. Because you know. And if you're listening to this and you're like, no, I actually didn't. I am living my life. I'm living the best of my life. And I don't care when I find my lover, when I have children, when I do things, I'm just living. Then good for you. And I hope you rub off on the people in your life, because we need it. You need it. I needed it. God, I needed it. I mean, it took me to 26. It took me really to the biggest chapter of my life, which was marriage. I guess I was 25, later half of my 25th year. It took me until then to look around and say, okay, so I reached one milestone, now what? And realize for the first time, it's not about that. It is in so many ways, in the way that for myself, I'm a hopeless romantic. I really, really wanted to be in love. I wanted to be in a deep, lifelong love. I finally got it, and a lot of that was freeing for my soul. So I'm not going to be one of those people that sits here and says, like, you don't need a man, you don't need a relationship. I needed a relationship. You know, a large part of this is I'd spent so much of my life frustrated in these fucked up relationships. Just wanting to find that mature, lifelong love. And when I finally found it, I felt at peace, but I also realized that there's more to life. And it's the and now what? And people don't... I do, that's why I'm here, but I was going to say people don't prepare you well, in my opinion. They don't prepare us well for the and now what. You know, we're prepared to go for the goal. We're prepared to strive for goals and shoot super high. That was weird. Something just cracked on my camera, scared the shit out of me. You know, we're told to strive for things, but then when we do, when we finally do, we don't always know what the after plan is once we reach that goal. And I think for the people who do it correctly and have learned, know that that's just a stop. It's just a level. And so you reach it, you celebrate it. That goal reaches you to a next goal, opens a new door and a new door. But when those doors maybe aren't ones that you want to open anymore, there's this sense of feeling lost, not knowing who you are. And it's that journey to finding yourself. And for women, you know, the women in my life that I've known, that I've been given the honor of being alongside watching my friends grow up, it's been really beautiful because they are fearless in a lot of actions in their life and they give me inspiration in their fearlessness. But don't think, if you're listening to this and you feel this way and it's resonating with you, don't think for a second that they didn't feel the same way, that I haven't, that I still don't. I still have moments. But I think the most beneficial thing that I have done for myself in my 20s was recognize that I can be whoever the fuck I want to be. And that was a lot for me to come. That was a good, I can't even talk, I'm so excited. That was a lot for me to realize. It was huge. It was groundbreaking because I'm such a people pleaser. And people pleasers go out of their way to fit into any mold that they're put into. Because if you don't, you let someone down. And if you're like me, I can fit in a lot of different molds, and I have. I've lost myself along the way fitting in molds. I mean, you guys know if you've heard old episodes, I lost myself, took a long ass time to get her back. And it was a fight every day mentally, every fucking day. And I think in a lot of ways it still is, but the times that I find are most difficult are the times that I'm not letting myself be who they want to be in the moment. Like, if you want a wardrobe change, it's as simple as getting rid of the old and bringing in the new. And we let fear and restriction stop us from a lot of the happiness that we could bring into our life if we just cleared out some of the muck. You know, declutter your personality a little. Add things, remove things, remove people, remove vibes, aesthetics, stress. Pick up new things, a hobby, a mantra to live by, a watchword for the year. The biggest fault that we as women, and especially we as young adults, do to ourselves is to force ourselves into believing that we can't make anew, that we can't start again, that we can't start over, that we can't become the version of the person that you inspire to be. And we hold ourselves back from that change because we're so afraid of the fear of what's on the other side of that, that we keep people, toxic people in our lives around for too fucking long. We stay in jobs that are toxic for too fucking long. I think as a younger generation, we look at life in my opinion, a much more balanced way. We believe in the word living, what it is to live. And a lot of that, yes, arguably comes with luxury, sure. We are byproducts of an advertisement gilded age. However, I don't think there's anything wrong in understanding the fragility of life. And the moment that you aren't inspired, empowered, and just damn right, like, honored to be living the life that you're living, it needs to be changed. And I know people who stay in their little box their whole life. I've known them, I've seen them, I've seen them grow up, I've seen them pass away, I've seen them live every day in the modern world in a very small, tiny box, which is saying a lot because we have a little box in our hands every day that can transport us to anywhere, any century, any vibe, any movie, song, experience, if you will. But it's a choice to stay where you are. And you might not feel like you're choosing that at the moment, but I promise you, if you go through your day, if you take inventory of where you're spending your time, your money, your energy, you will find, you will get to the root of what is exhausting you, of what is keeping you from the best version of yourself. And when you do that, when you finally get yourself there, because I know it's hard to get there, because you have to be, it takes a lot of honesty. It takes off trimming a lot of fucking, you know, dead weight off. But when you release it, it's so freeing. And then you get into your later half of your 20s and you're like, first of all, I'm the fucking shit. Okay, I'm so cool. My friends are so cool. I have a cool job and an awesome fucking life. And I created it. I led myself to this path. I told myself to change, and I did. And I'm a whole new person. You built this with the help of your support system. But don't ever forget that. You are building who you are. And we're so, oh my God, we're so young. We're so fucking young. And I think what's really cool, just to end on this note, being a creator in this day and age, there's so many creators who I've followed for 6 years. I saw this girl the other day post that she got married 6 years ago. I was following her when she got married. I was like, whoa, 6 years? I mean, there's some friends I haven't kept in my life for 6 years. So there are some women who are really in this game for a long time, and outside of just being such a joy in my life, and I'm appreciative of the people that I do follow on social media, they're inspirational to me. They also are just badass bitches who are turning 30 and are like, yeah, and 30s are just starting. And I want this movement. I'm trying to be a part of the movement of like, young women should be in their 20s recognizing and understanding the innocence and the sexiness and the freeing energy that you have to just rock the body, rock the man, rock your life, rock the bar, rock every fucking establishment you walk through, because you've got the energy like that. You are just, you haven't even hit the climax, the prime. We're so like rushed, and then we rush, and we rush into a marriage, and we rush into kids, and we rush into life, we rush into our corporate job, and then we're sitting there and it's like, why did I do this? You didn't get to live. And life also doesn't stop when you're doing those things. You chose to do those things. It's just adding to your life. But we live in such a negative society that really like fearmongers around things. We all cultivate together and all the moms get together. Like, it's sad that the majority of people who have children who are around my husband and I and just look at us and say, oh, don't even go there. Don't have kids. You're not prepared. What? That is so funny to me, because why would I ever even begin to have a child by choice? If I'm so blessed in the future, might I just add, to not be 100% ready when I cross that threshold. But unless I'm being honest with myself and and having honest conversation with where I'm at as a person in my 20s with the people that matter, in this case, in this example, i.e. my husband, I won't know when I'm ready. So the sooner you can figure out who you are and be unapologetically yourself, you'll make decisions unapologetically. You'll be aligned with what resonates and what doesn't. And we go through this growing pains moment of where we're choosing things that no longer resonate with us. And so it feels gross and it feels bad. It feels draining. It feels different than it did before. But because we are so fearful to let go, we don't. And we stay. And what's scary is sometimes we let that ick become a normal sensation. So we tolerate the shitty friend, the toxic relationship, the draining job. And in my opinion, we are too damn young to live a life where negative energy is a part of our daily emotional vocabulary. It's just not that fucking deep. It's not. I was just telling my sister-in-law the other day, when I was her age, I chose to leave everything and go to Italy. I still want to do that again in my life. I want to look at my husband someday and pick up our kids and be like, hi, I'm moving to a chateau in Italy. You coming? Let's go. Round the kids up. Mama's gotta live her eat, pray, love for the second time, for the third time. I'm just addicted to life change like that. I think it's so cool. I think it's, life is too short to not experience the things that are in your heart of hearts of what you want to experience. So if you're listening to this and you are getting out of college, fresh out of college, mid-20s, having that kind of realization of, oh shit, am I old? Am I not cool anymore? Are these kids on TikTok calling me old? Or you're in your 30s fucking thriving. You can change at any time. That's the beauty of life. That's the beauty of being a woman. Of being human. And most importantly, that's the beauty of knowing yourself. Knowing what you're capable of and kicking self-doubt out, because this life will be a hell of a lot longer if you're fighting your own demons the entire way. Woo! Okay. I just got that out. I feel so much better. I don't know if you do, but that was what I needed. So, yeah. I love this platform so much. I love this topic so much. There is endless possibility to what we can give each other as women, as a community, in the nuggets of knowledge along the way. And so never underestimate a micro influence in someone's life. Never underestimate your impact in someone's life. And even if it's just one conversation with a random person that you just feel called to be a little bit more honest with than you normally would, do it. We need more honesty, you know? We need more just like hearts open, bare and raw for... That's so dramatic. Bare and raw. Like, who am I? We need more community on a real level, not my followers, my fucking chickens. I don't know. Not on that level. Although I love that level too. but on a real level, on like a real fucking level. And I hope this inspires you to bring some realness into your village and your people and the strangers you'll meet in life, and be more honest about where we're at and what your path has been, because you never know what someone will learn from it. As always, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you liked it, give me a little review. I love reading them. Make it spunky and fun and entertaining. Follow me on social media at Stay Open Podcast. That's where you'll get all the updates for when I'm posting an episode. You know, content from the episode. You just get to see me be a spaz per use. You can also follow my personal account at Arletta Argyle. And I hope this week you stay present, you stay strong, but most importantly, you stay open.